Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, visit the website at Friends of Kevin. So we're really excited to get my friend Grace with us from Grace Murray Beauty. Good afternoon, Grace. Welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, Kevin. Thank you so much for inviting me to partake.
So, Grace, I want to start with just kind of an easier question. Did you always know you wanted to own a business, or is this something that happened, like in my case, later in life?
I always used to play with I have a friend from the beach, and we always used to play together. We used our imagination, and we somehow ended up using old phones and playing order fulfillment center. So I always knew I wanted to do something with business, and but I didn't know exactly what until probably about 15 years ago.
So then how did you end up in the beauty business then, from taking telephone orders?
Well, I have always had a corporate background, and then I've always done, I call it, fun things on the side. So I've taken dance lessons. I've done amateur dinner theater. I've taught high school marching band, color guard. So those, and I've even modeled part time. So all of those fun side things were the things that I really loved to do, and decided that since I was doing everybody's hair and makeup behind the scenes, I may as well go and get my license and then to officially apply makeup and style hair, et cetera.
Now, one of the things that fascinated me when I met you was you have your own makeup line. To me, that seems like it's a pretty big undertaking. What inspired you to go out and start your own line?
A little bit of both of that, the corporate experience I've had, and also experience that I've had in the beauty industry, and then also with the modeling. I was modeling in New England is part-time at best, and so I just did a little here and there for trade shows and things like that. And the owner of the agency had presented us with this particular stage and set makeup, and we didn't have the luxury of having people do our hair and makeup. We had to do it ourselves. So I came across this makeup line when I was modeling part-time, and I was in corporate. And so then when I got out of the corporate world and got into the beauty industry, I was educating for a nail company, and I liked their business model. But my passion really is, first love is makeup. So I kind of put things together and said, what can I do to earn a residual income, something that I really love to do. And so I ended up just contacting this company that had the makeup, and lo and behold, they told me that I could brand it. So that's what I did. I started branding it. So I don't have the huge undertaking of actually producing the makeup. However, I do have say, and I'm actually working on a lipstick blend right now. So it's a little bit of both. I don't have to reinvent the wheel, but I also can contribute to shades and naming the product as well.
So Grace, what do you think makes the makeup different from maybe some of the other products out there on the market? What are some of the key features?
Well, they are, the makeup is made right here in the country, and the packaging is recyclable, which I love, and the packaging is even made here in the States. this makeup was originally formulated for the motion picture industry, so it's highly pigmented, and yet it's gentle enough for everyday use. It's hydrating, it's hypoallergenic, and cruelty-free. So, and I love it. And it's very economical because a little goes a long way.
Nice. Now, Grace, it's interesting that we're having this conversation today. I just met with a student, and she was telling me, like many people I meet, she has a YouTube channel where she talks about how to apply makeup. So how would someone learn more about your product and how maybe they could use it or maybe get involved in marketing it?
I have a few different avenues as far as people wanting to learn more about makeup, whether they want to learn how to apply it for themselves, if they want to actually have straight out application, if they're attending an event or so forth. And then I do certify people to be ambassadors of Grace Marie Beauty and affiliates. An ambassador would be somebody who is a non-licensed professional, where they would be certified by me and they could rep my company. And an affiliate would be a licensed salon professional, where they would attend workshops and learn more about the application on clients. So there are a couple of different ways there. And then I also have parties. It's more makeup tutorials that are party style, fashioned after paint night, you know, a paint night. Mm-hmm. But so instead of somebody painting something they're painting their faces, and they'll be able to learn. What was that?
Yeah, that's what made me chuckle. They're painting their face. So it's kind of, I like reference.
Yeah, a little bit, it's an education. So they'll have 2 hours of education plus some makeup to show for it, and it's great, and it's interactive, and we go step by step, and it's really a lot of fun.
So Grace, I think that's important. All kidding aside, I'm trying to dance this one, you know, being a guy,
okay.
But I think it's important for people to learn how to apply makeup and what their colors are, because you come across people that just always look perfect, and other people, they're struggling to kind of find their identity. You know, they may see something in a magazine, but they don't have maybe the bone structure or the face for those colors or that look. So isn't that important to kind of teach people, you know, how to maximize what they're doing?
Yes, it really is. And it's a great question and a great observation on your part as well. And I believe a lot of people are afraid to even wear makeup because they don't know how to apply it. Or they're watching other people apply their makeup and it's not the person who is viewing, it's not their face. So their contouring and highlighting are going to be a little bit different. So that's why the Face by Grace makeup tutorials that I have are really helpful, because I teach people how to apply makeup to their own face and get to know what to look for in terms of skin tone and proportion, and just completely customizing a look for them.
But now, Grace, can you help people with a wedding party, perhaps?
Oh, yes, I do. I did. No pun intended, I do. Pretty much every weekend from May through October, I am out doing weddings, and I'm traveling all over New Hampshire and Mass primarily, but I will travel anywhere. And, that is event season here in the Northeast region is pretty much full on between May and October.
Well, like you said earlier, you know, I find that often people will be attending a wedding, maybe in the wedding party, and you want to look your best. But to your point, sometimes, you know, I have friends who are at a wedding, they're like, oh my God, I'm all nervous because I don't really wear makeup. I don't really know how to wear makeup,
mm-hmm.
but I know I need to do that for the wedding, and they just don't know where to start. So, you know, it just adds to a little bit of the stress level. So to have you come and just show people, do it for them, actually, you know, I think would reduce a lot of stress for people that, you know, geez, I've never done, I don't wear makeup, but everyone in the wedding party is, so I now need to do it too.
It makes such a difference. And I can tell you that one of the features about this makeup is that it is very natural looking. And for brides and bridal parties, a lot of people love this makeup, and I think they like my skills too, because I will just look at it. I hope so. I mean, listening is a key ingredient to this business, and hearing what people want and meeting that requirement is extremely important. It's one of the most crucial things, especially because pictures are going to be taken, and they are forever photos. So we want to make sure that people feel good about themselves. And I've worked many a wedding where somebody has been hesitant about receiving makeup application, and then they see what I do, and then they're just fine. And in fact, they'll tell me to turn up the volume a little bit. So I'm very gentle-handed. I'm light-handed going in because it is easier to add more makeup than to take it off. So I think I have that part down pat. And I really do. I really love what I do. And I really do listen and pay attention to what people want.
So when someone says inner classic, what does that mean?
Just my fancy way of calling it personal style. We all have a core style, things that we like and that reflect, I think, on our souls. And so inner classic, bringing out the inner classic is kind of bringing out self-expression and personal style. And it's, like I said, I think it's the core, you know, it's the core style that people would gravitate toward. You know, some people are glitzy and blingy, and other people are very natural and muted.
So, Grace, crystal ball time. What's the future for your company?
Ooh, well, I am planning on, and I keep expanding. I started off as a nail tech, and then several years later, and I started off as a nail tech in 2002. In 2007, I became licensed as a cosmetologist, and now I'm licensed in Massachusetts and New Hampshire. I have I've expanded my business from makeup, just nails, to makeup, to hair, and now I have I'm folding in some wedding dresses, and I have a jewelry line. So this location that I'm at is turning into a nice little. It's a boutique. It is. It's just this little spot that's private and lovely and warm, and so that's where I'm at right now. And I think expansion of that, of all of these wonderful things, that's what I plan on the future holding.
So great,
you've
got about 35 seconds left. How can people reach out to you? How can they learn more?
Oh, wonderful. Well, I would love to hear from people, and I'm a good old phone call person or text, so 978-764-0799 is my number. And also very, very easy, gracemariebeauty.com is my website. And my email is grace@gracemariebeauty.com.
Grace, really appreciate you taking the time out of the day to call into the show. And as always, thanks for being my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Well, thank you so much. I'm delighted. And you take care. Thank you.
Have a great day. Yep, bye now.
Thank you. Bye-bye.